The SWP is brought to you by Jim K. Ford, Pico Pizza, and All Insurance Ontario. Jim K. Ford is a full-service commercial and fleet dealership. For years, Jim K. has supplied the Ottawa area with Ford work trucks of all sizes to get the job done right. Whether you're in towing, landscaping, or moving, whether you're big or small, Jim K. has solutions, from small delivery vans right up to the powerful F-750. If you can't find what you're looking for, let the Jim K. team know and they can likely get it for you at a price that fits your budget. Jim K. Ford, 1438 Uville Drive in Orleans, or jimkford.com.
Do you find shopping around for insurance a time-consuming hassle? I'm Josh from All Insurance Ontario. Send me a text and let me take it from there. You'll be surprised at how easy it can be. 613-860-6008. All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Pico is Ottawa's fresh, new, innovative take on pizza. Step up to the bar, order your pizza masterpiece building from 56 fresh ingredients. Then in classic Neapolitan style, they slide your custom thin crust beauty into a 1,000-degree oven for 90 seconds. Moments later, you're enjoying those rich, delicious Pico flavors. Unlimited toppings, $14. Pico, 170 Metcalf or 236 Richmond Road.
The Steve Warren Project. Sports and whatever.
Hey again, everyone. Welcome to a new podcast week. It's the SWP, a podcast all about sports and whatever. It's a new episode every weekday. Steve and Jimmy back again, schmoozing it up. Jimmy, how was the weekend?
Steve, the weekend was fine. Yeah, everything was fine. It was, I watched some football. I watched some snooker. I told you I watched a little snooker, Steve. Big UK championships are on. But my buddy's out. Yeah, my rocket Ronnie O'Sullivan's out. That's the end of that.
Okay.
I don't watch it live. I watch it on you. It gets up on YouTube about 7 or 8 hours later. So anyway, I watched the KC game. That was good. Tons of action, you know, tons of offense. Holy God.
Well, I gave up on it after the first quarter. And then I saw just before you had touched base with me this evening, as we record this on Sunday evening. And I just watched the first quarter. I said, this is over. And I stopped watching. And then all of a sudden, whoa, this game is suddenly a game again. I just flipped on. And it's like, said, wow, this game's back on as something meaningful. So I definitely watched the ending. KC snuffed it out pretty good at the end, but Tampa Bay with a valiant effort. Anyway, sorry to derail your thought there.
No, that's okay. I was going to say, Tom Brady playing Patrick Mahomes, okay? What do you think the over-under is on turnovers, interceptions? Zero? You know, zero? You know, yeah. One maybe, right? I don't know. How many were there? Four. It was like so good those guys are, but then a bunch of interceptions, so it was kind of weird. Anyway, Mahomes is still
well out. I mean, the first that first quarter, Tyreek Hill was the story. Like, imagine one quarter, he had already caught seven balls for over 200 yards and two touchdowns. Like, it was one of the best quarters by any receiver ever. Right. Man, is he fun to watch.
Right. I didn't see the first quarter, so I missed that whole. I saw it at 17. I was like, 17-0. Then I was doing some other shit, so I recorded it and then went back. And,
right.
Which is the only way to watch sports, Stevie. PVR the thing, okay, and then zip, 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 right through everything. You know, it's the best.
Well, certainly football has a lot of downtime for sure. If you're going to do that in any sport, it would be the NFL.
Yes. Yes, for sure. So anyway, I did that. And then I've been following my girl. Of course, my girlfriend, Dusty, won the Masters. And then, they've been having one big party since he won it. You know, Pauline is back up on social media showing this great, just an absolutely horrendously beautiful time that they're having with this. And then, I see today, Stevie, you know, you've been in a nice house, Steve. Okay, mm-hmm. Even the odd nice house. You go, did you see that? The guy's got a little bar fridge there set up. That's a nice little touch there. And, you know, a big brick fireplace. So Dusty just laid down $5 million, pocket change for him. And mm-hmm. bought a house with a private island. So oh. I want to make my way there one day. How's that as a feature on the house? You can park your yacht here. It's got 8,000 square feet. It's got the, and they kind of leave it till the end, Stevie. Like it's a throw on. Got three balconies with ocean views. Got a swimming pool with a waterfall and slides for the kids. Anyway, beautiful. And an island. Oh, okay.
You got to have an island.
You got to have the old island. Yeah. God, if I had a dime for every time I heard that. Anyway, I just finished reading that. So good for him.
Well, let's launch in because, I mean, we already touched on a bit of the NFL action. And the one story, I mean, Tampa Bay, KC, that was the matchup of the day, kind of that passing of the torch thing. Boy, Mahomes really did a good job putting that thing away because it looked like if Tampa Bay put together any kind of a defensive stance, it looked like Tom Brady was going to get the ball back. But Pat Mahomes very calmly just fired off three first downs to just snuff out any possible comeback. And, like I say, it kind of felt like a passing of the torch.
Well, it's kind of over, you know, it's been overstated, right, about how good this guy is, right? And signed a $500 million contract. And a lot of the talk all the time is watch how he can throw against the grain, right? How he can do this Kent DeColvey sidewinder, but, you know, working to his left and throw it like 45 degrees right, you know? I'm like, yeah. I mean, how many times can a guy do that? You know? And then when you see it, okay, you're just like, holy God, is that nuts? How is he not dislocating his shoulder? He does it all the time, Steve. It's no wonder they can't defend the guy, you know, running full steam left, and then firing it to the right sideline, you know, from the, it's incredible.
Yeah. He's the best of all worlds because he's very accurate. He's got a strong arm. He can, you know, he can throw with the other arm and he needs to throw against the grain. And so, I mean, just he seems to be physically built, you know, to take the odd hit once in a while. It seems like most of the quarterbacks who come into the game that are scramblers and such, it seems like they're built like a wide receiver, a lot of them. This guy looks like he can take any kind of punishment that occasionally might come his way, but he rarely gets hit all the same. And that play that he made to just scramble around in the backfield late in the game and then run for the first down that really, really put Tampa Bay out of that game, that was vintage Mahomes for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, he'll run all around the pocket, you know, steps back, does the five-step back and then scrambling, you know. The guys all eluded the blockers, and then he's just like toying with them. You know, he's like, come and catch me. And you think it's going to be, he's going to step out of bounds here, 4 yards short, you know. And 9 times out of 10, he fired a pass there underneath his arm, between his legs, and flipped with his left hand. You know, it's just, this guy's insane. Insane.
Yeah, he's a beauty for sure. Still on the quarterback front, the Denver-New Orleans game, despite the fact Tampa Bay KC was a better hyped up matchup, this Denver game turned into be this sort of novelty, this curiosity, because they're taking on the Saints, and the Saints are a very good ball team. They're looking for their 8th straight win going into this one, and they got it, by the way. And no surprise to anyone, because the Broncos had no quarterbacks. And we're not saying like the starter got hurt. The starter's out, the backup's out, the third stringer's out, the fourth stringer's out. Like there was such exposure to COVID-19 that the NFL ruled that none of the Broncos could play. They all had to go into quarantine, and that left them with nothing.
What do you mean? Like they had did they field the team? What?
Well, when I saw the news, I was wondering, is Denver going to forfeit this game? Instead, they had to dress as their quarterback against the Saints today. The rookie undrafted wide receiver off their practice roster because he had played 5 years ago or something in the NCAA ranks. It was crazy. And it didn't seem fair to me that Denver even had to play this game.
Yeah, maybe postponed. Yeah.
The Ravens and the Steelers have had their game pushed back not once, but twice. Like they're supposed to play the Ravens and Steelers on Thanksgiving Day. But of course, as we all know, the Ravens had a big outbreak of COVID with their team. So that game's actually going to be played tomorrow or Tuesday. And so that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. Like if you're ever going to push a game back, you'd think it would be a game where one of the teams have lost all four of their quarterbacks due to COVID.
Right. Yeah, I wonder. Yeah. Totally good point. Absolutely. I would have. How did they actually say, okay, we're going to play the game, knowing all that stuff about postponing the Thanksgiving games?
It could be giving them a bit of a rap on the knuckles, because there is some level of blame on this thing. It wasn't one of those things that happened. The Broncos sound like they weren't behaving very responsibly. The four quarterbacks, and then this is all based on an Associated Press story. So the starter, Drew Lock, the backup, Brett Rippon, the practice squad veteran, Blake Bortles, they were all deemed high risk, close contacts with the number three quarterback, Jeff Driscoll. That happened on Wednesday, the day before Driscoll tested positive for COVID. And a source is saying that the four quarterbacks apparently weren't wearing their masks the whole time they were together, as required by the league's pandemic protocols.
Right.
So I think you have a situation there, James, where maybe the NFL is saying, you know what, you brought this on yourself with your behavior. The game goes on as scheduled.
Yeah, you know what? I would tend to agree. I'll tell you why. Through all the COVID stuff, Stevie, that's been going on, okay, since March, and the frustration and the economic collapse that it's people are getting hit with, what to do with kids, schools opening, closing, not sure what to do, right down the line, from businesses to families, to everything, social gatherings, meetings, whatever. Okay. Travel, all of it. I will say this, you've got to give it to the government, and the health organization, because they are right up to speed, Steve, all the time, certainly with the amount of cases that are happening. So no one's in the dark here, right? You get these sort of hourly updates. It's incredible, right? That they're saying there's four more cases. There's 70. There was 10 less today, you know? And the other thing is the protocols for it. Okay. You can't help, Steve, you cannot help but hear them and see them. Okay. It's everywhere. Okay. What you shouldn't do, what you should be doing. They deserve a lot of marks, right? For telling people on and on and on and on again and over and over and over again, right? There's channels devoted to it, and there's updates all the time. So maybe Denver does deserve that. You know, if you think you don't know what you're supposed to do right now, you're lying. You're lying.
Right.
You can't help but know what to do. So, and there's none of that, right? There's no one out there saying, well, if they gave us some information, they've been doing an unreal job. So
the game went about as you'd expect. Denver with their wide receiver from the practice squad.
Right.
Goes out there and tries to become an NFL quarterback. And it went about as well as you'd expect, yeah.
Oh.
How about this? More interceptions than completions. That has rarely happened. He was 1 of 9 passing for 13 yards and 2 interceptions as Denver fell 31-3 to the Saints. And that Saints team, like I say, is a very good team on top of everything else. So it really put the kid in a bad spot.
Right.
And you know what? I would almost argue that there's a safety issue at play there for a guy that's just so fish out of water in that position. So if there's a safety concern that the NFL has going with all its COVID things in place, I almost would suggest that the kid being asked to play quarterback in the NFL when he's been on the practice roster as a wide receiver and hasn't thrown a ball in like 3 years, that's almost a safety issue unto itself.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll protest it. Come back and go, look, we lost our mind here. We shouldn't have done this game.
Don't know if they'll have a leg to stand on that one, but we shall see. Did you see any of the Mike Tyson nonsense against Roy Jones Jr.? We did talk about it in the last episode about how ridiculous the rules were, that there wouldn't be a winner, there'd be no judges. If anybody gets cut, then the fight is officially over. Well, it ended up just as silly as you'd expect. Mike Tyson, pretty good shape, got to say.
Yeah.
Still looked like a guy you would not want to mess with.
Right.
And Roy Jones Jr. looked a little sloppier, I'd say, in terms of body fat and such. And when it all came down to it, they just scored it a judge. They just scored it a draw. And when I heard Mike Tyson, when Jim Gray was interviewing the two guys after the match, right, he said, what do you think of a draw? Tyson says, I'm good with it.
That's the end. That's the extent of the commentary, was it? I knew that thing was in trouble, Steve, when you talked about it last week and you brought it up and they said, okay, here's all the rules, okay, that aren't going to happen with, you know, no judges. It's going to be a draw. And they said there'll be no, I think there was something like there'll be no knockouts or no knockdowns, something like that. And I'm saying, well, how do you have a bout? What do you want to get to pull up after he punches him or something? He's about to deck him.
Yeah.
It was just like, what do you mean? How do you avoid a knockdown? It's a bout. So anyway, yeah,
it was all very weird.
That thing will be forgotten by about 11 o'clock tonight.
We'll take a time out on the program. When we come back, we'll talk about an unbelievable miracle that occurred yesterday morning in Formula One. That's after these words. We all love pizza, but around here it's the same old, same old. Either quick and dirty pizza chains or fine dining hotspots. But who said there couldn't be something in between? Pico is that place. A home for authentic, custom-crafted Neapolitan pizza, but fired up in 90 seconds, enjoyed without a reservation, white tablecloth or 20% gratuity, and you create your own masterpiece with fresh, unlimited toppings for just $14. Pico, 170 Metcalf or 236 Richmond Road.
A lot of people I talk to end up asking me about what coverages should they have for their house. How much do I need? Why would I want that? Hi, I'm Jared Gerard, All Insurance Ontario. Call or text me at 801-2659. Give me a call. Let's have that talk, and we'll make sure that you have the coverages that you want and that you need. All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Jim K. Ford is a full-service commercial and fleet dealership. For years, Jim K. has supplied the Ottawa area with Ford work trucks of all sizes to get the job done right. Whether you're in towing, landscaping, or moving, whether you're big or small, Jim K. has solutions, from small delivery vans right up to the powerful F-750. If you can't find what you're looking for, let the Jim K. team know, and they can likely get it for you at a price that fits your budget. Jim K. Ford, 1438 Uville Drive in Orleans, or jimkford.com. If you're buying or selling your home in the Ottawa area, I recommend the Glenn Walton Real Estate Team. Glenn helped us set the right price for our home, and the response from buyers was amazing. He also sets aside a budget to help you out with painting, cleaning, staging, and lighting. We took advantage of all of that. And our home sold in less than a week, mind you, at well over asking price. Connect with Glenn today at glennwalton.com. All right, James, to close it out today, Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton was your winner of a crash-marred Bahrain Grand Prix where we saw one of the worst crashes ever.
I saw that.
Romain Grosjean somehow escaped with only minor burns after his car exploded early in the race into a fireball. The 34-year-old French driver slid off the track at high speed on the first lap, and his car burst into flames as it was sliced in two by a barrier. And if you're watching that thing in live time, you are probably thinking after about 30 seconds of the half part of the vehicle that he's in is engulfed completely in flames, you're thinking that guy's a goner. But 30 seconds after being in that thing, he climbs out with only minor burns. Was that the most incredible thing ever?
You know what? I thought the guy's going to come out, he's going to get out of the car and then go into one of those Avenger costumes, you know? I'm like, this guy's a superhero, you know? Unbelievable. Yeah. I saw it about an hour ago before he started recording.
He rolls out, his suit and his helmet are singed and still smoking, and they lead him away from it as they continue to get the fire extinguishers on the blaze. And it was, I mean, to survive the impact, like that was almost a head-on collision with this barrier. It literally cut his car in two. That's right. Not just hyperbole. There was one part of the vehicle that was over here. It was not on fire. And the part that Grosjean was in was on fire. And to have survived the impact, let alone the flames after, it's crazy. And that speaks to this new halo system that they have in the vehicles. They brought it in 2018, I think, and there were some complaints about how ugly it is, but it basically keeps the head so unbelievably well protected. It's this surrounding of titanium bars around the helmet, mm-hmm, that it just keeps the driver so much safer. And so that helped him survive the impact. And I guess the, obviously the fire retardant suit took care of the rest, but man, I'd have a hard time climbing back behind the wheel of an automobile if I'm Romain Grosjean today.
Yeah. And by the way, Steve, not just a few flames, you know, firing out from underneath the car, the one, licking up the side of the car. Like the thing is engulfed. Yeah, absolutely. You've got to watch it, folks, if you haven't.
Like every movie you've ever seen that had a car bomb go off. That's what it looked like.
Right. And yeah. And that's the end. And yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, like I said, this guy should be an Avenger, man. How he survived that. I don't care how many safety things they got on there. It's like, this just in, fire is 2000 degrees, you know?
Yeah.
Or what, you know, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, he stayed overnight in a military hospital to have treatment for burns on the back of both of his hands, but no fractures despite hitting the barriers at an estimated speed of over 200 kilometers an hour. And I saw a photo of him on one of his social media platforms. And yeah, he's basically holding up his two hands and they have bandages on them and stuff, but he has a big smile on his face. So what's nicer than that?
Unbelievable. Luckiest guy in the world. The luckiest 100%. Guy in the world. Crazy.
Any final thoughts today, James?
Stevie, what's my final thought?
Well, I did see that your kids had a... you know, some nice birthday presents for you. You posted it on social media, your three kids with some nice, nice photos of themselves and standing beside those photos. That was kind of cool. I was thinking I might send you a photo of myself for your birthday as well. So
yeah, you should do that. Yeah.
Keep an eye out for that. That's nice.
Yeah. What they did is I have pictures of them as kids, like young kids, you know, so 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe even younger. So
I would hope so.
What's that?
I would hope you'd have pictures of them at that age.
I'll tell you what, the reason I bring that up, it's not a stretch for me. I like people ask me on my phone. I finally did it when I was on Twitter. They'll say, let's see some pictures of your kids. You know, I never took pictures of my kids, Steve.
What?
Yeah, I never did. I don't know. I was blasted out of my mind most of the time, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's like the only picture I got was to get them to get me up. Pitcher of beer, Stevie. Get Dad a pitcher of beer. That's the only pitcher I ever got from them. Anyway, yeah. They put their faces beside the photographs. Pretty cool.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll take our leave with that. We'll talk to you in our next episode.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you.